there's no place like home for the holidays. And no matter how far away you roam, if you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can.
Well, welcome back to Horror for the Holidays, a Christmas horror movie podcast. I'm Jay Logsdon.
And I'm Bigfoot.
Oh, fuck. Well, I mean...
Where the fuck's your energy, Jay?
It got sapped out. I don't have a will to live anymore.
Why don't you go to Anubis and get a cappuccino? Oh, never mind. His machine's broken.
Yeah, gotta stop at some other planet.
Closest convenience store is like 4,000 miles from here, Jay. They only got a lukewarm pot of coffee. Trust me, I've tried.
Got some Java bombs or whatever. Oh my god, this fucking. Oh my god, this is. Listener, right off the bat, we did it. We might have found the bottom of the barrel. We might have.
Oh, Jay. We have only begun to scrape the bottom of the barrel.
It's hard to imagine stuff can get worse than this.
It may be hard, Jay, but I have faith. I have faith we'll find something worse.
Let's deck the halls. We're going to talk about 2021's Krampus versus Bigfoot, or Bigfoot versus Krampus, depending on what title you want to go with.
They don't actually seem to care, Jay, because it appears multiple places under both titles.
Sure does. Released December 2nd, 2021.
Right there in the window. Perfect for Christmas.
I mean, hey, they did that right. You know what? One point for them. Yeah. Written and directed by BC14, who has a lot of movies and seems like an interesting fellow. Doing some research, it seems like he won a Fangoria Award for some good short film and now makes this and things like this.
He's a visionary director, Jay. You just don't understand his genius.
I mean, I think we're going to get into it. I don't know if we'll get into it now or if we'll get into it later. This is part of a series of films.
Oh, an expanded universe, if you will, listeners, of glorious titles. You want me to read them all off?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the order if you want to experience the universe in its entirety, according to the man himself. First, you need to watch Bigfoot versus Illuminati, then Trump versus the Illuminati, then Bigfoot versus Megalodon. Then you branch off a little bit for some side stories, Tickles the Clown and Van Helsing. Then back to the main timeline for Bigfoot versus Krampus. Then, of course, Exterminator and the AI Apocalypse, which, while Exterminator does appear in this movie, and this is set further back in the timeline, this is the recommended watch order.
Exterminator.
Yes, Exterminator, of course, Jay. And then, of course, Bigfoot Goes to Hell, which is also... in a way, a prequel to Bigfoot versus Krampus. It answers the question of why Lucifer is in a wheelchair, Jay.
I thought why Lucifer was in a wheelchair was in Trump versus Illuminati.
You would think that, Jay, but apparently there's time travel in Trump versus the Illuminati that kind of messes with the timeline a little bit. So that's why he recommends that you watch Bigfoot Goes to Hell last.
Apparently the Kennedys put Lucifer in a wheelchair.
I can neither confirm nor deny that, Jay.
That's what Reddit told me. Then,
of course, Bigfoot versus Krampus 2 will be coming later this year.
Fuck. Westbrook is Crowley / Boogeyman.
Yep.
Edson Camacho is Dr. Jekyll / Exterminator.
Of course.
Simon Daigle is Flight Commander.
Yeah, you know, when she deploys her fighters at the beginning, Jay, the queen deploys her fighters, he's the flight commander.
Okay.
Who goes, our 63 laser cannons are knocked out, queen.
Oh, yeah, the weird way they kept saying queen, as though it was slay. Like Yas Queen. Yeah.
Slay, queen, slay.
Robert Forth is Archon. I don't know who that was.
I believe that was one of the ones where they're on that planet where they're holding Krampus briefly in prison.
Okay.
I think he's the chief of the prison there.
Okay. BC14 also voices Jack Pumpkinhead or Pumpkinhead. but not that Pumpkinhead.
You're leaving out the primary voice actor, Jay.
Marco Guzman is Bigfoot / Stalin / Raw / Van Helsing.
Of course.
Sorry, VH, as we call him.
Yeah, old Jack VH.
Simon Jackson is a narrator.
Yes, Jay.
Leslie Parsons is Zio. Carly Raider is Princess Kali. Nate Trivas is Anubis. Carlos Welos is Dr. Jekyll's assistant.
Of course.
Jeff, personal experience with this movie?
None until you told me about it. And then I watched it yesterday, and then I watched it again today, and did my experienced, my vast research into the expanded universe.
Yeah, I had none either. Where to watch? You can watch it on Tubi.
It's also free on YouTube in its entirety.
It's also available to purchase on DVD.
Oh my god, you have it?
I do have it.
The Holy Grail. See, we need to get in contact with Mike and tell him to make that a cameo in his video store. This is another haunted videotape.
I think it's too late for that. They might have already shot those scenes, but if they haven't,
well, he could do an insert. We got this is important enough. We're gonna do some pickup shoots.
We'll ADR in. We'll badly ADR in a visual for some reason.
I'm sure they can find a fat guy in Pennsylvania to face away from the camera, and I can go, "Oh my god, is that Krampus versus Bigfoot?"
Oh, I love BC-14 movies. Oh, yeah. I wish I was dead. This movie killed me. Let's get into it. Let's do our synopsis.
I often find, Jay, when researching this, that there's two kinds of people. Those who enjoy the Bigfoot and those who don't. I think we may fall on opposite sides.
We start off with two people in astronaut suits aboard a spaceship. One of them, the male one, is doing push-ups. Of course. And his counting is way off. They also, their space suits look like they are straight out of like Mass Effect.
Mm-hmm. Good early 2000s video game space suits.
The male astronaut VH is very horny, and the female astronaut is pregnant with his child.
Mm-hmm.
We also get stock footage of ultrasounds and gingerbread cookies.
Yes. Which I will point out, Jay, that during that interaction, she does not want to have sex with him, but she does say he can stop by 2 hours later.
I know, he doesn't do it either.
I know, right? That's why I was like, why did he leave? She said come by 2 hours later.
We then cut to two robots talking about not understanding Christmas. One of the robots is named Hiru, and the other robot's name is Bort. My robot's name is also Bort.
Oh,
that was the joke I wanted to make.
We should also point out that defenses are lowered, Jay, because it is the Christmas holiday, and this is going to be the first Christmas that the Allies have taken off in a long time.
They are also scanning for the Illuminati, who is apparently missing.
Yeah, well, apparently, Jay, they've been a large threat in the past, and they had an army on this planet, but mysteriously it vanished overnight.
And then I thought, I don't know, maybe like the green aliens were Illuminati, because they like cut to them when they're talking about the Illuminati. No, the green aliens are Atlanteans.
They're part of the greater alliance against the Illuminati, Jay. Founded by Trump, of course.
The Illuminati was founded by Trump?
No, the alliance, the alliance against the Illuminati was founded by Trump.
Well, not Trump. I think Trump's clone.
Well, it gets murky, Jay, because almost every human that's still alive...
Who got banished to Mars.
Almost every human that's still alive in this universe is a clone or a cyborg.
We get some sort of backstory about humans and AI battling Illuminati for years. Maybe the Illuminati... Oh, yeah, this is where maybe the Illuminati or the Greys. Turns out they weren't.
No.
And then one of the robots goes... What could cause the Illuminati to flee overnight? And we get a laughing demon who goes, I'll show you, Tin Man, and laughs. Title card, Bigfoot versus Krampus, or Krampus versus Bigfoot.
Take your pick. Honestly, Jay, I think it's whoever you want to win comes first.
I wanted Krampus to win. I don't think, well, I don't know, maybe he did.
I mean, we don't know yet. We're not going to find out till this December.
Queen Shalaya... we're just dropping people's names in here. Queen Shalaya gets word from one of the robots of an allied ship being destroyed, and her Atlantean fighters go out to investigate. They get attacked by a demon. I'm assuming this is Krampus at this point.
Yes.
Because up to this point, the demon is unidentified. And the robot, in the most monotone voice, goes, oh no, we've been hit. And then, yeah, this is where I learned that the Greys from earlier were Atlanteans.
This is when you learned that all 63 of my laser cannons were disabled, Queen.
And our
communication
and our communication devices. But don't worry, Queen Shalaya uses her telepathy to contact Princess Kali.
Of course.
The pregnant astronaut from earlier.
Yes.
Kali alerts her ship that the Atlanteans need help. VH reveals that he is the 16th clone of
Jack Van Helsing.
He's the 16th clone of 16 clones. And he is Jack Van Helsing. The VH stands for Van Helsing. Also, we get a couple of shots where I think Van Helsing's arms are backwards on his computer-generated model.
Either that or he's really flexible, Jay. Who knows? Because
he's like standing one way, but clearly the elbows are bending in the opposite direction. And
at this point, listener, if you're not confused enough, I do want to point out that if you were paying attention to the list I read earlier, we have dropped into the fifth movie in a 9-movie franchise.
The demon, I'm still assuming at this point, is Krampus, kills Queen Shalaya, and she tells the other Atlanteans to retreat. Lieutenant Zio says his people will rebuild, and Krampus goes, "Rebuild in hell! Bye, guys!" and shoots more lasers.
Yes. I believe this is also when he begins quoting phrases from Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
I think that's a little later. Princess Kali has a space conversation with the demon, who at this point reveals himself to be Krampus, and Princess Kali says she doesn't believe in Santa Claus and doesn't believe in him either. Also, we get some ADR dialogue that sounds like it was done by a different actress and recorded in a moving car.
Yeah. What were you expecting, Jay?
I don't know.
Oh.
Bigfoot and VH have a... Yeah, Bigfoot just shows up now.
Yeah.
No introduction needed.
Well, I mean, this is the fifth time you've been on an adventure with Bigfoot, Jay. You know him by now.
Bigfoot and VH have a discussion about how women are too emotional.
Yep.
Also, Bigfoot talks about how sometimes he needs to fuck... how sometimes he needs to fuck as well.
Yes.
And then we get stock footage of animals fucking, and then it just cuts to stock footage of a woman on a strip pole. VH leaves saying, "What a big weird trip it's been." And dude, it's only been 17 minutes into the movie.
Well, Jay, he's been working with him for 4 previous films. And anyway, Jay, you're missing the most important part, because Bigfoot tells him, "You could be court-martialed for this, VH." And that's when he flippantly says, what a long, weird trip it's been, which is not even the line, but it's referencing what a long, strange trip it's been. What was it? Oh, yeah. I'm a Sasquatch, after all. Sometimes I gots to reap the wind.
And then we cut to, like, a squirrel humping another squirrel. And, like, a cattle licking another cattle's butthole. Like...
Yeah, reaping the wind.
Yeah, reaping the wind. Princess Kali goes to inform Dr. Jekyll that Bort and Hiru have been destroyed.
Oh,
Dr.
No.
Jekyll says, "I also have a robot named Bort." She needs 2 new robots. He does not say that. It would have been a great opportunity to make that joke. Because they may find themselves in combat soon. And they go, "Combat? But it's nearly Christmas."
Yeah, exactly. It's nearly Christmas, Jay.
Krampus sings part of Walking in a Winter Wonderland and runs into the boogeyman.
Yeah.
They taunt each other about who scares children more, and the boogeyman shoots Krampus's ship down.
Damn.
And when it crashes, it's a completely different ship than the one Krampus was flying. I was unclear what had happened until the next scene.
Well, Jay, the reason for that was I couldn't find stock footage of a ship crashing.
Because like Krampus. They're all flying like the same generic looking starfighter, but when Krampus's ship crash lands, it's clearly a flying saucer.
Yeah. You're just trying to poke holes in this, Jay. Nitpicking.
Kali and Bigfoot go and visit Krampus in prison. Kali says once again that she doesn't believe in Krampus or Santa, which upsets Bigfoot because he knows Santa is real and they've smoked weed together.
Exactly. And you can't get any more real than that.
Kali also mentions, like, "Have I done this before?" And then we get, like, a weird, like, image of a clown posted over, like, the image of Krampus.
Yes. Turns out she has done this before and tickles the clown.
Cut to VH, now wearing a completely different astronaut outfit.
Yeah.
Goes to planet Gorgon and goes on a crazy fuck fest, but he misses Kali, so he goes back. and is back, and then is back to just suddenly using the other astronaut graphics.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's going to rejoin the Allies. He put his uniform back on.
But on his way back, gets shot down by some demon. Frankenstein, maybe? I don't know. It was like some demon that looked like it was pieced together with a bunch of pieces, and I'm like, maybe that's Frankenstein.
Oh, you want to know what that is,
Jim? Yeah, if you could tell me.
I will tell you exactly what that is. You see, Jay, in Bigfoot versus Megalodon, Dr. Frankenstein makes a flesh abomination to fight the Megalodon to assist Bigfoot, but he turns evil because he actually has the brain of a serial killer. And so Bigfoot dispatches him, but does not actually finish him off.
And so that's who that is? That's,
yes.
That was a Frankenstein monster.
It's a Frankenstein.
I then think that demons are attacking the prison and Krampus is... that Krampus is at, but I can't really be sure because these are low budget computer graphics.
If you were following the riveting plot, Jay, Lucifer has sent his demon army to free Krampus because it's actually him that freed Krampus to wreak havoc on Christmas in the first place.
It turns out I was right, because next we see that Krampus has escaped. Princess Callie talks to Ra, the Egyptian god,
yeah,
who tells her that VH is dead. We get another long back and forth with stock footage and more bad ADR added in.
Well,
and then just like things that don't match up.
He says that he's dead, Jay, but I heard from a reliable source that you shouldn't believe anything from that double talking motherfucker.
Also, Ra has fused with Osiris at some point.
Yes.
Also, if Reddit is to be believed, at some point in one of the earlier movies, I think it's Ra's first appearance. It's because Princess Kali is having sex too loud. Is what I believe I read on Reddit.
I did not find that, but that's very possible. Ra is, for, you know, an aloof god, Ra does seem very interested in sex.
Kali, Bigfoot, Dr. Jekyll, and his assistant talk about VH's passing and how Ra fused with Osiris to have domain over both the living and the dead. Oh, there we go. I did have that in my notes. And Bigfoot goes to ask Anubis about VH missing.
That's right.
And also wants to talk about the cappuccino machine.
It's because Anubis is an actual trustworthy source, Jay. He's not so up his own ass as Ra is.
And then we cut to stock footage of a cappuccino being made with like the little leaf design.
On top. Yes, of course. The foam, Jay. You got to have the foam. And this is where one of my favorite lines of the entire movie happens. Dr. Jekyll's assistant goes, "Farewell, Bigfoot." And Bigfoot responds, "Eat a dick, cocksucker."
And if you've been watching with subtitles, it says, "Eat a dick, corksucker."
Yes.
Every time the words cocksucker are said.
Which, in a way, is even more funny.
It says corksucker. Also, it doesn't match up in other places, too. There's lots of lines where I'm just like, I'm going to trust what I heard as opposed to what's written down, because what's written down makes no sense. Bigfoot goes to visit Anubis, but first stops at Planet Gorgon because he got all horned up thinking about VH getting sucked off by a blue alien while a green alien sits on his face, or vice versa. This is roughly what Bigfoot says. Bigfoot is sad to learn that Anubis's cappuccino machine is broken, and they talk about going to Planet Gorgon to get laid together.
Well,
and every time they bring up Planet Gorgon, there's like this like upbeat, like beachy sound.
Party music. I believe at one point you can see a stripper slowly fading, dancing in the background of the shot, so that was nice. Also, the cappuccino machine, Jay, was only purchased 2,100 years ago, so they don't build shit to last. Obviously, we all know that. Oh, and apparently, you know, Ra and Osiris, you know, they've fused and they're gods of all reality, but they can't afford to get Anubis a new cappuccino machine.
Those are dicks. Also, it needs to be said that Anubis is just the sarcophagus with Anubis on it. I mean, we don't actually see Anubis.
And he's trapped in there, Jay.
Is that one of the plot lines?
Yes, he's trapped in there after Trump versus Illuminati. And of course, Jay, you missed an important point of lore. The closest convenience store to Anubis' crypt is over 4,000 miles away, so there's no chance of getting any other coffee.
God damn it. Anyways, Anubis reveals to Bigfoot that VH is still alive. VH wakes up on an unknown fire planet.
Wow, this place is a shithole.
Krampus reveals that on midnight Christmas Eve, he will kill all of the Allied forces, but then starts talking to Lucifer, who talks like Santa, like he sees you when he's sleeping, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lucifer is in a wheelchair, which, like I said, according to Reddit, it was done by one of the Kennedys.
Or all of them. Who knows?
True. It just said was done by the Kennedys. Lucifer offers Krampus an army if Krampus joins him, and Krampus says he'll think about it.
Call me in the morning.
Princess Kali has a telepathic conversation with the ghost of Queen Shalaya about nothing of any real importance.
Oh, you missed. Lucifer was doing the hard sell to Krampus because he didn't really seem interested. He did point out that the photo opportunities would be endless.
Bigfoot runs into Jack Pumpkinhead, who apparently was banished to Halloween but is doing Christmas shopping. Jack tries to warn Bigfoot, but Bigfoot brushes him off, so Jack shoots him down.
Yep. Both hands on the doomsday clock are pointing towards midnight, Bigfoot. Midnight? It's 4 p.m. Learn to tell time, bitch.
Ra allows Bigfoot to survive the crash and winds up on the same planet as VH. Ra alerts the Allies to come and pick up VH and Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Lucifer monologues a bunch of word salad, and then the exterminator robot shows up, threatens Lucifer, and then joins his team to fight the Allied forces anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is the exterminator, Jay. You expect him to do be nice?
My favorite part is the exterminator is like, I would come down there and destroy you, but my ship's almost out of gas. And gas is way too expensive in hell. Yeah. And then it cuts to his dashboard, and it's clearly like a Russian dashboard because stuff's written in Cyrillic.
Well, it's because he's fused with the ghost of Joseph Stalin, Jay, as we've all known in the lore. And yes, I believe his exact words are, gas prices in hell, what a bitch.
Boogeyman, Frankenstein, a crab person, a living ventriloquist dummy, Jack Pumpkinhead, a werewolf, a shark man, an evil clown, and the exterminator all attack the Allied forces on Christmas Eve. Krampus then agrees to ally with Lucifer, and their ships attack, and all of their ships attack. Also, Aleister Crowley shows up. He appears to be an Atlantean.
I'm Aleister Crowley.
My favorite part is Lucifer promised him an army. I think that's like eight dudes. I don't think eight dudes makes an army.
Well, he has an army, Jay. It's just off screen because we can't afford those stock footage.
Krampus is then pissed off that the exterminator is there, so he shoots him down.
Yeah.
Bigfoot, I couldn't quite track what happens here. Bigfoot runs off to maybe abandon the Allies, but then the Allies get shot and they get blown up, and Bigfoot was like, I was trying to draw their fire away. But I'm like, but he was talking about wanting to leave.
Well, Jay, when you get caught fleeing the battlefield, that's your best excuse, is that you're trying to draw the enemy's fire.
And then Bigfoot's all mad because all of his friends are dead, but maybe Princess Kali and VH were able to teleport away at the exact last second.
Yep. A last-minute escape like they pulled off in Bigfoot versus Megalodon.
Krampus goes to hell to join Lucifer. Bigfoot pledges to make the devil pay. There are 2 minutes left in the movie at this point.
Well, obviously, Jay, because Bigfoot goes to hell is going to answer these questions for you.
We get images of hell that look like they are from the computer system that Dean Pelton was using in that episode of Community when he's like, Jesus wept! For there were no more lands left to conquer.
Yes, that famous Jesus quote.
Satan rolls up in his wheelchair to stare at the sun, and we hear Bigfoot growl and say, not today, Satan, and then we hear a bunch of fighting noises, cut to black, credits roll. That's it. That's Bigfoot versus Krampus, or Krampus versus Bigfoot, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
What a film. What a cinematic achievement. You know, Jay, I used to think making a movie for the podcast was hard. I used to think it was out of our reach, Jay, but I'm not so sure anymore. I'm pretty sure we could also have a movie on Tubi if we put in, like, probably a couple days' work.
I think we could, too. That if this and a couple other movies, I mean, hey, Krampus the Christmas Devil, you're not getting off scot-free in this episode.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I think this has at least entertainment value because of how crazy it is. Krampus the Christmas Devil doesn't even have that.
But yeah, if it taught me anything, yeah, we could make a shitty Tubi movie if we wanted to.
Oh, we're doing it. Let's talk about the Christmas spirit, Jay.
All right. How Christmassy is the movie? How Christmassy are the kills? I'm going to say it. Neither. Nothing. There is barely any.
Jay.
They mention Christmas, that it's Christmas, like a handful of times. We get some Christmas stock footage that looks all right.
It is integral to the plot, Jay. The entire movie hinges on the fact that it's Christmas and the Allied forces are on vacation. Krampus would have never been able to mount this attack if the Allies were at full strength.
Clearly, they didn't have a computer program for, like, a computer Christmas tree to put in the spaceship for the scenes.
And, I mean, Krampus is doing the killing. Can you get any more Christmassy than that, Jay? I don't think so.
I mean, is he?
Yeah, I mean, his laser cannons are.
I mean, other than laser cannoning the Atlanteans, I think Krampus doesn't laser cannon anyone else except the Exterminator.
He talks about doing it a lot. He threatens lots of people, Jay.
I don't.
He monologues at several individuals menacingly. I mean,
true, he does monologue at quite a few characters.
Menacingly, I might add.
Oh, fuck. I like bad movies. I do. Like I, we've talked about bad movies we've liked. This,
I don't know if I really call this a movie, Jay. It's more like a video game cutscene where you've not played the previous four games, so you have no idea what's going on.
That's a fair point. Let's do Christmas wrapping. Your favorite digital asset or stock footage.
Well, my favorite digital asset is, of course, the Bigfoot model, because it looks absolutely horrendous.
It looks so fucking terrible.
What horrible thing they dug that model up from. But
I think it's supposed to just be a gorilla model.
It's a gorilla model that has like been stretched like with that computer morph tool to make his jaw look weird and his arms and legs be longer.
And then also has like a billion teeth.
Yes. A disgusting razor-filled maw,
yep.
Of course, like Bigfoot has.
Yeah, of course.
That's probably my favorite digital asset. Of course, my favorite piece of stock footage is the close-up of the human eye looking left and right, up and down. That tells you how all-seeing Ra is, Jay. Just a random clip of like the eye doctor looking at somebody's eye.
My favorite digital asset, I guess, is all the villains at the end kind of like uniting together, even though they don't really do anything. But I was like, man, we've got a crab person. We've got crab people. We've got a shark man. We've got a random like ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah. I mean, we got the pumpkin head.
Yep.
A pumpkin head, not the pumpkin.
Yep. And all the other characters. And it's the boogeyman.
Of course.
Also, like, Krampus looks like a, like, unused World of Warcraft, like, demon.
You know what? He reminded me of, at one point, there was a costume you could get for the winter event around Christmas in World of Warcraft for an orc that looked almost exactly like that. And it's clearly the Krampus skin they've layered over this model or whatever is clearly inspired by the Krampus movie.
I thought all the stock footage was actually pretty good. Ones that I wanted to shout out were Santa both waving and giving a thumbs down or maybe a thumbs up. I don't remember which.
I think he does both.
We get a couple different stock footage of a couple different sets of gingerbread men because Bigfoot is baking gingerbread cookies.
Very Christmassy. What do you mean? The foot's baking for other people?
The strippers and the sexy and alien people all looked pretty decent.
Yeah.
The green woman, the blue woman, and then suddenly we get like a glitter covered like guy and girl making out.
Yep. all the things you see in space.
Yeah, that's what those were. That's what all the aliens on planet Gorgon look like.
So you're expecting. Speaking of planet Gorgon, I think I might need to swing by there.
Oh, all right. We'll be right back. All right. We're back from planet Gorgon.
All right. Let's do our quotes.
You know, initially I was like, I don't think there are any quotes in this I like. I was able to grab a couple eventually, but it took me a while.
I'll start, of course. Jack Van Helsing, when he's saying he's going to leave the pregnant Princess Kali, Bigfoot says, "You could be court-martialed for this, VH." And he responds with, "What a long, weird trip it's been. But at the end of the day, it's just hard out here, Foot." Because, of course, he calls him Foot, because, you know, they're on a first-name basis. Yeah.
Speaking of that conversation that VH and Bigfoot have, "She's Prego, bro, with your baby."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's a good quote.
I've got a couple VH lines that I think he just says to himself. "Under attack? What the fuck? You gotta be shitting me. Can't a clone relax for one solitary second and revel in in his first goddamn Christmas season? Do we always have to be at war?"
Yep.
And then a little bit later he says, I may not have a mother, but I'm a badass motherfucker."
I had that one. This will come up later, listeners, if you're listening to the stalking stuff for a week after this episode comes out. There's another movie where a protagonist seemingly says lines that are only for themselves that we'll be talking about later.
The last one I have is, "I was once a loner, the ultimate loner," Satan. Lucifer, I guess, technically.
The Jack Pumpkinhead, of course, says, "The clock has both hands pointing towards midnight, Bigfoot." And Bigfoot, of course, says, "Midnight? It's like 4 in the afternoon, bitch! Learn to tell time!" Lucifer, trying to convince Krampus to come to his side, "The photo opportunities will be endless, in addition to other benefits, I could promise." Of course, the one I alluded to earlier, Dr. Jekyll's assistant, "Farewell, Bigfoot!" Bigfoot turns, "Eat a dick, cocksucker!" Of course, I forgot to mention that anytime we deliver anything Bigfoot says, you should do a bad Mr. T impression, because that's what he was doing the entire time. Yep,
sure is.
"I'm a Sasquatch, after all. Sometimes I gots to reap the wind." Which, of course, Jay alluded to what reaping the wind involves.
Humping. Sorry. Let me do our traditional horror for the holidays. "He fucks.
He fucks. Bigfoot fucks.
Bigfoot fucks.
So does VH.
Yeah. Turns out a lot of people in this movie fuck.
Yeah. This might be our fuckingest movie, Jay. And, of course, my favorite exchange. "Unfortunately, the cappuccino machine is broken. Broken after only 2,100 years. They never build things to last."
Yep, they don't make shit like they used to.
"Well, maybe I could just pop out and get something. The closest convenience store is 4,000 miles from here." Shit. you're almost done, Jay. Power through.
All right. Jeff, since you clearly have a better opinion of this movie than me, Broken Bulb, Brilliant Bulb. One thing you want to fix, one thing you want to praise.
Broken Bulb, I don't know. It was so hard to find anything to criticize about this film, Jay.
Of course, yeah.
The main thing I want to criticize is that the entire ability to understand this movie seems to hinge on having seen the other movies. And not like in a... I mean, Marvel suffers from that to an extent, but not quite this bad, where you have absolutely no idea what's going on. I think this could have probably benefited from maybe having less connections to other movies in the franchise. And when I say less connections, I mean if this movie had any of its own plot at all.
Or like introductions to the characters. And yes. Do like a little like text box at the bottom of the screen, yeah, revealing who the fuck I'm looking at if they've appeared in a previous thing.
Honestly, what I wanted was like a movie trailer voice guy style opening narration where he kind of sums up the timeline for you. That would be pretty good.
That would have been great.
Probably insert that in there. And so, of course, you know, none of that happens. So you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, you just have to piece this fever dream together based off of clues and things you can Google.
Context clues and, of course, your pop culture knowledge.
You know, for a movie, my broken bulb, the thing I would fix, for a movie called Krampus versus Bigfoot, I don't know, have them fight. Have them interact one time outside of the prison scene.
Jay, you've missed the point entirely. The entire movie was a battle between Bigfoot and Krampus. Metaphysically speaking, of course. Because, of course, Bigfoot is a champion of Santa Claus, as we all know.
Yeah, they smoke weed together.
And he's working in opposition to Krampus through the entire movie. So the versus is not the fist fight we'll be getting in Krampus versus Bigfoot 2, I hope.
Oh, I hope.
But the overall opposition to Krampus, which is a cop-out way of saying that they didn't have the assets for that battle, Jay.
Clearly. I don't think they had really the assets for any battle. We would just see a laser firing and then just be told that someone that, you know, all 36 of our laser cannons are down.
36?
Then we would see the same laser firing.
Dyslexic and, Jay strikes again. 63 laser cannons.
And then we would see the same laser cannon firing again and someone else gets destroyed.
Yes.
But we just get told that it happens.
Well, Jay, you know what they always say, tell, don't show.
Oh, we're coming to that. Brilliant bulb, Jeff. What's the thing you want to praise?
Oh, God, so many things. The performances, the world building, the stunning special effects. I don't know, Jay.
Planet Gorgon.
But, yeah, Planet Gorgon's great. But, no, if I had to pick one thing to praise about this movie, it's the fact that it never stops taking itself completely seriously the entire time. Like, Princess Kali never, like, doesn't wink and nod to the camera or anything like that. Like, haha, this is a big joke. That character is treated completely seriously.
She probably did, and that's what got ADR over in one of, like, the five different times that her dialogue and her dialogue alone had to get ADR.
What are you talking about, Jay? It was all recorded in the same room.
It would literally be the middle of a sentence, and then the ADR dialogue would chime in, and then the sentence would finish back with the old dialogue. Yeah.
Jay, I don't think you could do any kind of special effect to make it seem like somebody was talking for somewhere else in the middle of a sentence, Jay.
I know, yeah, who knows?
But no, that's what I appreciated the most, was the commitment to the bit. That no, none of these voice actors cracked at having to read these lines or any of these interactions. It's all treated completely seriously, down to imprisoning Krampus in a jail and Lucifer having to orchestrate his escape through seemingly some unknown off-screen explosion. After he crashed in a ship that was obviously not the one he was in 5 seconds earlier.
All right. My brilliant bulb. Not so much the movie, but I want to praise BC-14. I'm impressed he is able to churn out as much slop as he does every year. Like, if you look at his IMDb page, I don't know, maybe it's in, like, the hundreds.
No, he's obviously a misunderstood genius in his time.
Too. And so there's just things that cut there. You know, there'll be 50 movies this year or some shit. And he does this every year, and presumably he makes money off of the Tubi and YouTube models by doing this. And you know what? I tip my cap for abusing those models to his benefit. You know, it's a shitty world. You know, take it for all it's worth.
You know what this movie honestly reminded me of? Have you ever seen FDR, American Badass?
I think I've heard of it.
You watch that movie and you tell me if you don't get the same vibes as this, Jay. All the Axis leaders are secretly werewolves, and FDR has a weaponized wheelchair.
Well, Jeff, let's get into it. It's our every episode of Horror for the Holidays. We rank our movie on one of three categories. Is it ho-ho-hilarious? Is it seasonally scary? Or is it you'll be sorry? Jeff, take it away.
You seem so defeated, Jay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure this movie broke me.
Jay Logsdon is defeatable. It gets a hilarious for me. I mean, there's just too many good Bigfoot-based lines in this movie that make you... This is the kind of movie you need to get, like, three or four guys together, get some beer or something, and enjoy yourself, like, on a Saturday. Just watch this movie and laugh at how hilarious it is. A little bit earlier, I was talking about FDR, American Badass. It's a movie that's in the same kind of vein as this. If you want to know what kind of movie FDR American Badass is, Douglas MacArthur, who he insists everyone calls him Dougie Mac, by the way, walks into a meeting of werewolves and says...
As one does.
As he does. And says, my father was a midget, so I'll keep this short. That's the kind of entertainment value you could expect from Krampus versus Bigfoot as well.
I don't think Krampus versus Bigfoot has a line anywhere near that good.
I don't know. Farewell, Bigfoot. Shut the fuck up, cocksucker. It's pretty good. But no. I mean, this movie will be hilarious if you're in the right frame of mind to watch it. If you're not expecting a real movie like Jay Logsdon was, I think you'll have something to talk to your friends about, definitely, when you watch this movie. But as far as like actual any kind of artistic or entertainment value goes, it's going to be pretty low. So I would say this is the same kind of hilarious I give a movie like Bikini Bloodbath Christmas or what was the other one?
Peter Rottentail.
Yes, Peter Rottentail. I would say it's still in a grade above like your Krampus the Christmas Devil. Although it is similar to Trapped Alive in the fact that you don't actually get what you bought into the movie for. Because as Jay has stated three or four times now, you never actually see Bigfoot fight Krampus.
And with that, I give it a You'll Be Sorry. In fact, is there something worse than You'll Be Sorry? Because I give it that.
No, Jay.
This is a disaster class in Tell Don't Show, because I would have had no idea what was going on if I wasn't told what was happening in most of this movie. Honestly, this might have been better off. This whole endeavor, the entire Bigfoot universe might have been better off being chopped up into like 10-minute bits and put on YouTube, and that way like you're able to kind of track what's going on.
Yeah, but you see, Jay, Tubi doesn't buy 10-minute YouTube videos. They buy movies.
This is honestly the adult computer equivalent of a child playing with a collection of random toys and smashing them together to make a story, and this might be less coherent than that.
That's actually another thing I was going to mention was the way that random characters just show up and fight each other in this reminds me of the way that Andy does his things at the beginning of Toy Story.
No, that's exactly what I thought. I'm like, this is just like me playing with like I had like a cowboy of Moo Mesa and a Power Ranger and like, I don't know, a Care Bear, and all three of them like fight.
Of course, as they do. No, like I said, I could definitely see this movie from both perspectives. If you're going in expecting an actual movie, you're going to be very disappointed.
You know what? Speaking of the actual movie, I just want to read the back of the DVD case. Satan is coming to town. With Christmas time approaching and the Illuminati forces on the retreat, the Allies are in high spirits. Space roughneck Van Helsing considers taking his relationship with Allied forces leader Princess Kali to the next level. Unfortunately, Satan is set to ruin the moment. From the depths of hell, the wicked Lord of Darkness summons the demon spirit of Christmas, Krampus, to wreak havoc on the living. I don't think that's ever explained in the movie that Lucifer's the one that brought Krampus.
You didn't understand that, Jay, when he sent his demonic explosion to free Krampus from prison?
Upon hearing the news, the clone of magician Aleister Crowley joins forces with the reptilian form of General Stalin and the Illuminati to mount a Christmas Eve attack on the Allies, forcing Van Helsing and Kali to take drastic action. I don't think any of that happens.
Oh, it all happens.
With help from the rowdy space rogue Bigfoot, the Allied forces bait a syndicate of monsters to help take down the fiendish Krampus and restore peace to the galaxy. They don't. The syndicate of monsters fights them.
JJJ.
It doesn't do what it says on the tin, Jeff.
Yeah. This movie doesn't do anything, Jay.
Last but not least, My apologies to every bad movie we've watched before this.
Oh, let's not go that far. I would rather watch this 10 times than watch Krampus, the Christmas Devil again.
My apologies to the Bikini Bloodbath Christmas crew.
Yeah, Bikini Bloodbath Christmas is better than this.
My apologies to
Peter Rottentail.
To Peter Rottentail, the Polonia Brothers, yep. And SRS Cinema.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not my apologies to those, but even those three, I think, are better than whatever the fuck this is.
I mean, Krampus the Christmas Devil is just a live action version of this. It's just a collection of bullshit that happens in a sequence.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah, this is as bad as Krampus the Christmas Devil.
It's on the same level. Although I would say this is more funny just for the things like the cappuccino machine thing with Anubis and stuff like that. There's nothing like that in Krampus the
Christmas
Devil. True.
Yeah, we don't have dirtbag Santa threatening to murder children himself in this movie. All right, well, Jeff, just stop to think maybe we're wrong.
Yes.
Maybe we're getting close for Christmas.
Oh, Jay. there are reviews out there, Jay. Reviews of epic proportions.
10 out of 10 by Hot Blood Killa on IMDb. Mm-hmm. Loved it. This movie was so much fun to watch. I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but once I was introduced to all the characters and their varying personalities, I loved them. Yeah, introduced, you know, the characters that show up 2 minutes from the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Bigfoot was my favorite character in the movie, and I caught myself genuinely laughing a lot at certain things he said.
Bigfoot does say a lot of funny things, I'll give him that.
The animation is interesting,
yes,
which is a good way to put it.
It is interesting.
And has a certain charm to it. I was thoroughly entertained the whole way through, and I even enjoyed some parts so much I just had to send little clips of it to my friends over text. It is for sure a movie to share and enjoy with other people. One person found that helpful, 7 people found that unhelpful.
5 stars. Insanity in the best way possible. I went into Bigfoot versus Krampus expecting a joke. And what I got was a surreal, low-budget masterpiece of holiday horror absurdity. This is cinematic outsider art at its finest.
I mean, maybe it is that.
The story throws logic out the window in favor of pure chaos. Krampus is summoned by Lucifer. Van Helsing fights Stalin. Bigfoot teams up with ancient Egyptian gods and space witches. It's like someone poured heavy metal, the room, and a Christmas special into a blender and hit puree.
Where does the space witch come in?
Oh, Jay, you didn't realize that the Princess Kali was actually a witch?
Sure didn't.
Yes, the animation is janky. Yes, the dialogue sounds at times like it was recorded in someone's closet. But that's the point. There's something almost punk about the way this movie ignores all traditional rules of filmmaking.
That's fair.
It's a window into the mind of a creator who simply does not care what you think. And it's glorious. It made me laugh. It made me rewind. It made me yell at my TV, "What the fuck is happening? Have I had a stroke?" In other words,
that's fair.
It did exactly what I want these days out of a cinematic experience. I've seen every kind of movie there is, but I had never seen anything like this.
That's fair. Disagree, though. Two Front Teeth exists. Two Front Teeth is a completely better version of whatever the fuck this was.
Oh, Jay. You don't know the glory of Bigfoot versus Krampus.
5 out of 10. Why is this so good? Interrobang.
That's what Jay was asking, too.
This is quite possibly the most ridiculously hilarious and awesome Christmas-themed film ever created. The whole thing is animated with CGI, I would maybe use those words loosely, yeah. And takes place in a space-based universe that a number of films made by creator BC14 take place in. Here we have a clone of a clone of a clone of Jack Van Helsing in full Master Chief garb, who also alongside his pregnant girlfriend, Callie Devine, must save the Atlantean race of green-gray-type extraterrestrials from the wrath of Krampus, who is the greatest and most vindictive flying ace in space. Though Kali is forced to team up with Jack's best friend Bigfoot after he goes rogue in search of androids to have sex with, I forgot to mention, we do get like a sexy android image.
Yes.
How did I forget about the sexy android image?
I don't know, Jay. How did you?
Because Collie wouldn't give him a blowjob when he wanted one. Collie doesn't believe Krampus is actually Krampus because, like Santa, she doesn't believe he actually exists. Bigfoot, however, knows Santa is real because they used to get high on Kush together. Van Helsing does eventually return to Collie after his sexually driven foray into the universe because he is unable to kick his memories of her. Only to discover that Krampus has teamed up with the Xenobite-looking boogeyman to break Lucifer out of jail so they, with the help of a number of other nefarious creatures, can wage war on the humans and their allies to punish them for their transgressions and ruin Christmas. I completely missed any of that.
Yep. Following it so far.
Jack O'Lantern, Exterminator, who is actually a Terminator, Golem, Jaws, and Anubis, among others, also make appearances in this war to end humanity, while Ra and Osiris get shout-outs. I mean, you see Ra / Osiris.
Shout-out to my boy Ra!
As you can tell, this whole thing is pure cheese. It is wildly entertaining cheese. The animation is both surprisingly good and hilariously bad at the same time. I would just say it's bad. And kind of reminds me of Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
With a script that's super vulgar, which is a quality that makes it so endearing.
The fuck do you mean it's vulgar?
It honestly has no business being as good as it is. But it is. With the only downside to it being the abrupt ending, as it really doesn't round the story out and bring it to a close. However, you can chalk this up to it only being the first episode in an ongoing storyline that will progress across a series of films. Well, someone's not in on the deep lore. They think this is the first movie.
Well, it's the first movie in the Bigfoot versus Krampus series, which is planned to be 5 films. So Jay will be doing this forever.
With BC-14 using that as an opportunity to bring in and utilize other characters from the universe he has created, introduced in both previous and future films. I freaking loved this, and you should too. Don't tell me what to do.
Telling you what to do. Love it, Jay.
Because if you hated it, you might not know how to have fun.
It's true. I often say that Jay Logsdon needs to loosen up and have fun once in a while. We may at some point have to make this a video podcast, because if you were seeing how slumped over and defeated Jay Logsdon is right now reading these reviews, I think it would add to the entertainment value. All right, well, the anti-holiday classic we all deserve, 10 out of 10.
That's Christmas Bloody Christmas is an anti-holiday classic, not this.
Forget Home Alone, forget Elf, forget Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Well, I would never forget that. How dare you?
Forget that trash movie, Black Christmas, that everyone's always wetting their pants about.
Well, fuck me, I guess.
Where else can you find Krampus battling a Bigfoot? Well, you won't find it in this movie.
I was going to say, not in this movie.
But what you will find is endless entertainment. Did you ever want to know what it would be like if Bigfoot was voiced by a drunken philosopher that quotes Nietzsche? The voice acting is so over the top and yet so underproduced that it sounds like it was produced in the back of a moving truck.
Yep.
The plot so incomprehensible, but so entertaining from start to finish. Every time you think it can't possibly get weirder, it does. And that's what makes this movie special. This is the kind of movie you throw on at a party and watch people gradually trying to lose their minds understanding it. Is it good? No. Is it amazing? Absolutely.
Not. It's something. I will give it that. It is something.
You have any more reviews, Jay?
I have one last one.
All right.
If you have another one, I guess. I don't have to read this one.
I've got two more, so if you want to go ahead and go.
5 out of 10. Have to see them all.
Yes, that's what I thought when I got done with this.
I'm trying to put these movies in order before I get into this. The Bigfoot and Illuminati universe would be in this order. Bigfoot versus the Illuminati. Trump versus the Illuminati. Bigfoot versus Megalodon. Tickles the Clown. Bigfoot versus Krampus. Van Helsing, Exterminator, and the AI Apocalypse. Bigfoot Goes to Hell. Bigfoot versus Krampus 2. So this person clearly knows about Bigfoot versus Krampus 2. Uh-huh. This came out 2 years ago. How do they know about Bigfoot versus Krampus 2?
Maybe it's been in the works, Jay.
If you've been watching these movies, you know that the clone of Van Helsing lives in space with Bigfoot, Dr. Jekyll, and Princess Kali, of course.
Yes, obviously.
After Bigfoot versus Megalodon, the Illuminati has been destroyed. Now, another race of aliens, the Atlanteans, have called for help as they are being destroyed by a single fighter who ends up being Krampus.
Yes.
Have you seen any of these movies? They're directed and written by BC-14 and looks a lot like cutscenes from video games. So, yeah, a lot like that,
yeah.
Yet, have a very interesting sense of humor and enough dirty words to keep this from being something for young children. They're around an hour each and the story continues in each movie. The attack of Krampus brings Aleister Crowley, General Stalin, and the Illuminati out of wherever they've been hiding and attacking the Allied forces for some reason. Krampus looks like an Immortan Joe, and you know the look is an improvement. I also kind of adore that the movie randomly uses stock footage because you know Bruno Matti has 5G. If you know Bruno Matti had 5G, he'd be doing the same thing. And then Jack Pumpkinhead. Yes, pretty much Jack Skellington shows up. A Terminator 2. This movie just keeps adding characters, and you know I'm in the mood for all of it and more. This feels like the kind of movie kids really good at editing wrestlers on WWE 2K24 would make. Hell soon has an entire army of monsters, and by the end, Krampus and Lucifer have united to destroy what's left of humanity with only Bigfoot left. I am left with so many metaphysical questions that I can only hope are answered by the next movie in this series.
Oh, I'm sure they will be.
That's it. That's it for me. I'm tapped out.
0 stars. Unwatchable garbage is the title of this 1-star review.
Oh, they're right.
I love bad movies. I watch B-movie horror all the time, but Bigfoot versus Krampus isn't so bad it's good. It's just bad. The animation is barely animated. Characters don't even move their mouths when speaking.
They sure don't.
The voice acting sounds like it was recorded on a cheap USB mic in one take. The plot is beyond incoherent. It's just a string of nonsense scenes mashed together without pacing, logic, or structure. This movie feels like it was made by an AI, but unfortunately, we cannot lay the blame on the artificial menace. This was made before AI was publicly available for this sort of thing.
Are we sure BC-14's not just AI? sent back in time?
Yes, he's part of the Basilisk, Jay. Sent back in time to destroy us.
Sent back in time to destroy John Connor by making him watch these movies.
There is no heart, no humor, no purpose here. Just an ugly, lazy mess. Don't waste your time. This makes Birdemic look like Citizen Kane. 1 star. Like being held hostage by your TV. I was convinced that Jay Logsdon wrote this. So here we go. This movie gave me a headache. It's not even funny bad. It's a draining, endless parade of poorly rigged CGI assets and characters floating stiffly through nonsensical dialogue in dim, colorless space halls. I watched this with 3 friends, and we were all yelling at the screen by the 15-minute mark, and not in a good way. Bigfoot is in it. Krampus is in it, and somehow they never cross paths.
They never verses.
They never fight. They only talk to each other, which is the vast majority of what this movie will be. 2 characters you don't know or care about talking to each other. The sound mixing is awful. The pacing is non-existent. The voice acting is painful. 1 character monologues for what felt like 10 minutes straight about, I don't know what, socialism maybe?
I didn't catch that.
I think they're referring to Lucifer's monologue.
Okay.
This is not a movie. This is a glitch in reality. No, that's it.
That's it? All right. I don't have 3 friends to watch this movie with, so I didn't write that one. But I do agree with a lot of the opinions.
Okay, good.
Well, Jeff, let's this we're gonna have some problems here with our naughty list.
Yeah, we are.
Who's our bad guy?
Well, I mean,
is it Lucifer? Is it Krampus? Is it BC-14 for creating this?
If we put BC-14 on the list, he's gonna have to go at the top. So you could theoretically create any number of horrors to destroy us with.
You're right.
So if we're going with that, he's top of the list. Honestly, it's hard to judge the power level of Krampus because we never actually see him do anything.
It's hard to judge the power level of any of these characters.
I mean, Lucifer is at least able to organize this army of monsters.
It's a bunch of monsters, and we never see them use cool monster powers. They all use spaceships to fight each other.
Jay, monster powers cost money. Okay, I can only afford so much stock footage per movie.
That's fair.
You see it in Krampus vs. Bigfoot 2, 3, 4, and 5.
The only thing that would have made this a movie better would have been if the stock footage had clearly had watermarks over it.
Oh my god. I've actually seen, what was it? I think it's called Hazy Green Sky. Is another movie that's made in this computer animated style that's made in the same nonsensical way but isn't connected to this universe at all. So that's another one you can watch.
I won't, but thank you for the recommendation. That's the thing. I don't know. I feel like whoever the villain is needs to be at the bottom of the list because we don't know what they can do. I mean, they'd still be above Terrence Shade. That dude fucking sucks at everything. But
I don't know. Let's say it's Krampus, and he does at least, I would say, 4 threatening monologues in this.
And he does wipe out an entire Atlantean fleet.
So he wipes out the fleet. He wipes out the Illuminati army on that planet single-handedly. I mean, obviously, he's enough of a threat that Lucifer would rather ally with him than fight him.
Maybe maybe we put Krampus above the Christmas devil.
Yes.
What other Krampuses have we had? We had a Christmas Horror Story Krampus.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think that Krampus would probably kill this Krampus. Yeah.
So I don't know. This is like the middle of the road for our Krampuses.
Yeah. I mean, once we inevitably watch the other movies in the series, Jay, we'll be able to gauge his power level more accurately.
How do you think this Krampus would do against Fru Peaches?
Ooh, Fru Peaches would probably beat him. And she'd whip up some kind of weird candy treat.
She'd like appear behind him.
Yeah, and stuff his face full of pie and then make it burst out of his stomach or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, Fru Peaches has got this.
I was thinking the other day, I was remembering us reading reviews for Mother Krampus 2 of people who didn't understand that they weren't, that it wasn't a direct sequel to the first one.
I know. That gets so many people when they just take the title and put it on something else.
All right, Jeff, well, it's time for this.
Garbage Day!
Huh? No!
Oh, boy. What's happening? Oh, no. It's not a garbage day segment, is it?
It sure is.
Oh, no. Can't we just watch Bigfoot versus Illuminati instead?
Never.
I mean, to really get a retrospective of the entire... You know what, Jay? I think we're being a little unfair to this movie. I think we need to go back and watch the rest of the universe before we make our judgment.
Tell you what. If you want to, for... Not this next stocking stuffer, but the one afterwards.
Oh.
If you want to watch all of them and you can me all the lore.
You want a dispatch from the Bigfoot universe?
Sure.
All right, I'm doing it.
PB&J Grape Reese's Pieces. PB&J Strawberry Reese's Cups. Sorry.
Ah, yes.
And to wash it down, Mountain Dew Baja Cabo Citrus.
Ah, okay. Nothing threatening like I was thinking. It's usually when Jay gets put in a bad mood by these movies, he brings something disgusting for us to eat.
Nope. although there might be a finger mark because I think some of these Reese's got hot and then I stuck them in the refrigerator.
Oh, man.
Oh, this one's not too bad at least.
Okay, good.
Dude, did you fuck these Reese's?
Yeah.
Oh, we're all the same. You, me, bread fucker.
Are you quoting lines from one of these Bigfoot movies I haven't seen yet?
No, this is from Mystery Team, the movie made by Derek Comedy, you know, Dong Lover.
Ah, okay.
Childish Gambino, whatever you want to call him, and the other guys.
And the other guys. All right, here we go.
All right, Mountain Dew Cabo Citrus is... Baja Cabo Citrus is... natural and artificial tropical citrus punch flavor.
Yes.
It's like an orange. It has a picture of an orange and a picture of a lime on the label, and maybe a beach ball.
Yeah, it's got some beach ball flavor in there.
Are those mint leaves?
Yeah, I was going to say there's a leaf in there. Beach ball. Looks like some ocean water.
Delicious. None of the, I'm going to say it. I don't think any of the Baja variants have been that good. I think I might have said that last year, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
It's okay.
This might be the best Baja variant that's not Baja Blast.
Yeah, it's not saying much. But yeah, it's okay.
It's like orange soda mixed with Baja Blast.
Yep.
All right, let's do these Reese's Big Cups.
I mean, if you want to mix anything with Baja Blast, make it dirty, Jay.
Oh, yeah, those dirty Baja Blasts.
All right, here we go.
I didn't keep track of which one was which, so I'm just gonna eat one of these.
This one's grape.
Mine's also grape.
Bigfoot be praised. We grabbed the right Reese's cup. It tastes like a Reese's cup. A little bit of that grape flavor in there. Not bad.
It's like a chocolate Uncrustable.
Well, unlike Bigfoot versus Krampus, this actually does what it says on the package.
Maybe one of these days, Bigfoot will verse Krampus.
Oh, he will. It's coming. I have been assured, Jay, that dozens of dollars have been spent on the computer animation of their battle.
Dozens of them.
I donated 20 of them myself.
Oh, no. Maybe with that $20, BC-14 can afford to get, like, some fire assets.
In 10 years when I reveal that I've been BC-14 the entire time, making increasingly depraved movies to troll Jay Logsdon with.
That would be amazing. I sent BC-14's IMDb page to the guys in the Christmas Podcast Network. Hold on.
With our powers combined.
All right, let's see. Gang. If for whatever reason you are scrolling Tubi and are like, Krampus versus Bigfoot, that sounds like silly fun, pick something else. However, we do learn that Bigfoot and Santa smoke weed together. And then Tom from Tis the Podcast. So nothing new. It makes me feel bad for every bad movie I've said was bad. Jerry D. Oh, well, must be truly terrible. Me again. Sorry, Trapped Alive and Krampus, the Christmas Devil. I was maybe too harsh. This is a whole new level of bad. Even then, Krampus the Christmas Devil is still terrible. Oof, Jerry D says. And then I posted BC-14's IMDb page. And Jerry D sent, like, the face that's, like, screaming with the blue top to the as a react.
Yep.
So there you go.
Horrified.
Horrified for the holidays. I about said Bigfoot.
Yes, Jay.
The strawberry PB&J Reese's Big Cup is actually pretty tasty.
This Bigfoot's pretty tasty. From now on, I'm calling these Bigfoots. I think he's going to change my mind. No, I like them. They're not bad. The grape one, I'd say, is a little bit less good than the strawberry. But, I mean, I kind of feel that way about jelly in general, so it doesn't surprise me. More of a strawberry guy than a grape guy. Disappointed in the Baja Blast variant, but that's nothing new.
Yeah. No, I'd say Baja Blast variant bottom, although not terrible. Hmm. We've had worse ones, certainly. Oh,
definitely had worse.
Yeah, grape worse than strawberry.
Yep.
The strawberry, just because it has better flavor.
Yeah, it does.
Because it's like, I don't know, it's like an inch of peanut butter, yeah, and then just a thin layer of the jelly. The strawberry you can actually taste. Grape I thought was pretty tasteless.
Yeah, strawberry's just got a stronger flavor.
Much like BC-14's catalog, pretty tasteless.
I don't know, Jay. It's clearly infiltrated your mind enough to make you start referring to big cups as Bigfoots. So
Reese's Bigfoots. You know.
I mean, that's what I'm calling them from now on, so strap in, audience. 20 years down the road,
we'll still be calling these
reviewing the new Reese's Bigfoots.
We'll be reviewing the new Reese's Bigfoots as well as Bigfoot versus Krampus 7 Dead Reckoning.
No, BC-14 will have died by then, but I'll take over the Reddit handle and continue making movies with the new AI generator where you can make a movie for $50.
BC-15.
Yeah. I'm the future BC-14. BC-15. I've come back to tell you that the original movie timeline is heresy, and I have the true timeline. knows you should start with Krampus versus Bigfoot and go from there.
Well, if you want to get in touch with us, hey, hell, if you're BC14 and for whatever reason you term search your name, yes, or the names of your movies, send us an email, horrorfortheholidays@gmail.com. Get in touch with us on social media. We are at horror4holidays. That's horror4holidays.
And include some kind of way we can directly message you, because I'm interested in acquiring your movie making technology for certain projects in the future.
BC 15. Wait, Jeff Sears C15. Mm-hmm. Solved it.
You did it. You did the thing.
All right.
All right. Well, you know where to find us. All the podcatchers, Horror for the Holidays, youtube.com/horrorfortheholidays. Hit the like button, subscribe, hit the bell thing so they actually tell you when something comes out. I know, weird. You subscribe to something, then they don't tell you about it. And leave us your comments there. We're more likely to read there than anywhere else.
Hell, if you're BC14, leave a comment there.
Yes, leave it, please. I want to hear from you. My lord.
Those podcatchers we were talking about. If you think this podcast fucking sucks, 5 stars. I'd give this 0 stars if I could.
Yes.
And tell us why our podcast sucks.
That's how we know you've actually listened to a show. 0 stars if I could.
But if you do enjoy this podcast for whatever reason, if you enjoy Jeff and I rambling about whatever nonsense.
Jay, I know it might hurt you to know this, but I got a feeling that the people who enjoy Bigfoot versus Krampus and the people who enjoy this podcast may overlap.
I mean, I think there's a good possibility of that. But yeah, for whatever reason you do enjoy this podcast, tell a friend. If you think one of your friends would enjoy what we do here, tell them about it. That's the best way to spread word about a podcast, help it grow. Help us grow this community, and we can keep talking about movies like Bigfoot versus Krampus or other things.
If you're in the New York, New Jersey area and you see Spencer happen to be around, say hi from Horror for the Holidays.
Yeah, he's not hard to find. We're proud to be part of the Christmas Podcast Network. I don't know, Jerry D on Totally Red Christmas, or Tom from Tis the Season, all that good shit.
All those guys, Jay Logsdon, exposed to the BC14 mind virus. Check them all out.
Otherwise, we'll see you next week with a stocking stuffer, and then in 2 weeks with another full episode, and then probably in 3 weeks with Jeff's deep dive into the BC14 universe.
Oh my god. It's going to be amazing.
Anyways, thanks for listening. Bye.
Learn how to tell time, bitch. Goodbye.